Amen. I don't know if y'all probably did, but just something to carry with you and think about it, you mamas, and help other people. You've heard people give bad advice to, for an example, I've heard at different times different ones give advice to young kids or teenagers of what they ought to do with their life and how they ought to do it and go against what their mom and dad have been praying over them and shaping them and doing all they could to help them go in a direction that they know, but somebody else come in and undermine what mom and dad had been doing. You know, we've all seen that before. We see it. We've heard it. We've all experienced that. But in Proverbs 31, King Lemuel's mother, which we believe that's really dealing with Solomon and Bathsheba, she poses the question right off the bat, and she tells him, "Am I not your mother? Did I not carry you in the womb? Did I not nurture you and take care of you?" What she was saying is, "I've committed my life to serve you, to sacrifice for you. I have your best interest all the time before me. I'm not going to steer you in the wrong direction because I want you to fly the best way." And then she automatically gives him those advice. "Look, don't give your strength to women or to wicked things and the wine. Make sure you become a voice for those that don't have a voice." And I could tell you what a good woman looks like. And if you'll just trust me on this, it'll keep you out of a lot of trouble down the road. And that, to me, that's just a great picture there of a mama who has sacrificed their life to see the best for their kids when other people try to step in and point them in a whole nother direction that'll take them away from that and discredit that tender love. And I can remember that happening with our girls one time. And I remember we sitting them down and Stephanie saying, "Look, I know them, that particular teacher, coach, or whatever wants the thinks that this would be the best for you, but she ain't prayed for you. She ain't sacrificed for you and prayed over your life like I have. She ain't invested in you like I have over the years. So I want you to know that." And that's very important for us to remember. And that's exactly what King Lemuel's mother was doing. She was letting that boy know that, "Hey, I prayed for you. I've loved you, and I've seen you at your best and your worst, and I have your best interest at hand." And I says, "What? You could listen to me, because this is going to be the advice I'm going to put out for you for your good and for God's glory." Amen? And that's really what you see in Proverbs 31. Such a good word. Love y'all. Y'all have a good night.
I'll see you,
Sunday. Yes, Lord willing. Lord willing.